ATA welcomes government's decision to reduce the fuel levies on the 1st of April by 3 rand for petrol and nearly 4 rand for diesel. This is certainly going to ease the blow that businesses, consumers and people who rely on transport to not be as heavily impacted as they would have been with these massive increases. Look, the fuel prices are still going to go up quite significantly. It's going to be tough, but this is the role that government needs to play, and that is to adjust these levies in times like this, which is what they did during COVID as well. The only issue we have is that government knew these prices were going to be increased by this amount some time ago, at least a week ago. They could have made this decision so that we could plan a lot better. There appears to have been a lot of price gouging and manipulation of stock levels to profiteer out of by petrol stations and wholesalers, and it has created a lot of frustration out there in the public. Government needs to plan a little bit better in advance. And what we're also wanting now going forward, because a lot of questions have been asked around our strategic oil reserves that we have, you know, what is the policy on these reserves? When are they used? How are they managed? How are they replenished and rotated? There's so much uncertainty and a lack of clarity. We do know that there was corruption, which had to go to court, and a decision to sell those oil reserves in the past had to be made by the courts or through the courts. And this is not how you run a country. This is not how you run our strategic reserves, which we need in times like this. So we're urging government now to introduce transparency and clear policy on managing South Africa's oil reserves for emergency times of need like this.